U, of North Texas probes young conservatives of Texas group after leftists claim to feel unsafe. By Tom Sicotta on September 10, 2020. The University of North Texas announced recently that it has launched an investigation into the campus chapter of the Young Conservatives of Texas. The investigation was prompted by complaints by at least one student who claimed that the conservative student organization made them feel unsafe. According to a report by Campus Reform, the University of North Texas announced that it is investigating the Young Conservatives of Texas chapter on campus over its provocative posts to social media. Nearly 3,000 students have signed a petition calling on the university to cut ties with the conservative student organization. The petition criticizes the organization for comments made on social media as well as for its decision to hold an affirmative action bake sale, during which minority students are charged less than white students. The popular activism exercise is designed to mock the affirmative action process. In order for a safe campus climate to be strengthened, YCT must be removed from UNT as an officially registered organization, the petition reads. Despite the ongoing investigation, Young Conservatives of Texas chapter chairman Kelly Neidert said this week that she doesn't believe that her organization will be shut down by the university. As of now, I don't think there's any chance that we will be removed over the situation that happened in July. I do believe that we're kind of under a microscope now. So if the leftist students catch us breaking some UNT policy, they will take it and run with it, Neidert stated. The attention that we got did bring in a lot of new members and supporters, so I would say that the petition completely backfired. Breitbart News reported in September that the University of North Texas expelled 15 Chinese scholars over their ties to China's Ministry of Education. Many universities and colleges around the nation have cut ties with researchers over concerns that research was being funneled to the Chinese government. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.